Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio on this beautiful Thursday, February 5th, 2026. We have beautiful blue skies, and it's a gorgeous day in South Texas. And we've got our good friend, former city councilman, Clayton Perry. And I wanted to get him on to give us an update of what is going on with Project Marvel, the billion-dollar project that's going on here in San Antonio. Give us an update on it and chat about a few other things. Clayton, thank you very much, as usual, for taking time to be with us, buddy.
Hey, no problem, George. Always a pleasure. And you're right. It is absolute gorgeous day outside. You know, this is why I live in Texas, particularly in South Texas. Man, I love it. I love it. But yeah, thanks for having me on, and just taking a look at this Project Marvel thing, and particularly the Spurs Arena, which we voted on. Well, the county put it to a vote to support it with over $300 million, and the city is going to be putting it to a vote, I'm sure, on just on the council. It won't come out to the general public unless the mayor forces it to, but don't think that's going to happen. It's just going to get approved by the council itself for additional money to go towards this arena. You know, this was all done up basically behind closed doors between the Spurs and the city staff to come up with this deal to fund this thing. And they came up with several different mechanisms, but at the end of the day, they said, hey, you're taxpayers of San Antonio, you're not going to have to pay for anything. It's all going to be paid for by the special taxing district, and also the hotel occupancy tax. And, you know, nothing, you're not going to have to pay for anything. Well, and I brought this up at the very, very beginning, that they're just talking about the facility itself, but all around that facility, you got utilities, you got water, you got sewer, you got drainage, you have electricity, you got all these other services that went into this thing. And I started talking about that a long time ago. And you know what, George? Nobody listened. Everybody saw this bright, shiny thing dangling out in front of them, saying, oh man, we're going to get a brand new Spurs arena for free, and Spurs are going to be here for another 30 years, and everything is just going to be hunky-dory, and guess what? We're not going to have to pay for it. You know, the Spurs are paying for it, and it's going to come out of the special taxing district, so we don't have to pay for anything. And I just laughed. I laughed my head off, because I knew that there's a lot of other costs that have to be factored into this. And guess what they're talking about now? More costs, George, that have not been talked about at the very beginning of this. SAWS has additional costs for moving this big heating and cooling plant. CPS has to run in new electricity. You got sewer lines that need to be run expanded, and drainage, you know, area drainage. Everything needs to be expanded, all that whole area. And if you remember, we approved a bond here years ago for that whole Hemisphere Arena. They've done a lot of work to that area, and guess what? All that's going to be torn up again. So it's work and rework and rework, and we just do not know what we're doing here in San Antonio, or how to pay for these things, because people thought we're getting this whole thing for free, and that is not the case.
Let me make sure that people understand that our rates for water and for CPS are going to go up, because we've got to help pay for the project down there, because all of the additional stuff that's going to be down there, the water and sewer and drainage and everything else, we're going to end up paying for it as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's where everybody that gets serviced by SAWS or CPS is going to have to pitch in more to help cover for this money, because they didn't have this in their annual budgets to provide all these expanded utilities for these new facilities down there around the Hemisphere Arena. So, yeah, everybody's going to help pay for it with increased rates. Now, you know, they're not going to come right out and tell you that, oh, we got to do this because the Spurs arena and for all this future Project Marvel additions down there. Heck no, they're not going to tell you that. They're going to say, well, they got this other infrastructure and plants that they need to replace and update and all this and that. But the big driver on this, George, is this work that they're wanting to do down there at the Hemisphere Arena and then all on this sports entertainment district. So, it's a way to help pay for this that nobody's really going to get a say to it. And let me tell you, when they come to city council for a rate increase and they can't increase their rates on their own, they have to get city council approval because the city actually owns SAWS and CPS. So they have to come to city council for a rate increase. But I have never seen this city council say no to a rate increase because you know why? The city actually gets 14% right off the top out of CPS revenues and 5% right off the top of SAWS revenues. So if the revenue goes up, both to CPS and SAWS, guess what? The city gets a big raise in tax money. So it's a way to get additional revenue into the city coffers as well. Every time, so you watch that when they come into the city council saying, "Oh, we need a rate that's increase amazing. For this and that." You watch who that's going to slide through so fast because they know they have to increase these rates to pay for all this additional work that's going to be going on.
Yeah.
And, it's just amazing that people don't pull that veil back and look at what's really happening to their pocketbooks because of this city and the different ways that it taxes you without you knowing it or without getting your input. So, it's going to be a huge, big increase both in SAWS and CPS and city fees and traffic tickets and on and on and on. Everything's going to go up tremendously to help pay for everything.
Now, let me ask you, because I haven't heard anything, any comment, any peep about the issue of the deficit that the city is facing now this year, and it's going to even get worse for next year. I haven't heard them say anything about that.
Well, of course, you're not going to hear anything because they don't want to tell you what's going on. I venture to say that they're going to be looking at, you know, I worked very hard to reduce our property taxes by granting a homestead exemption to citizens of San Antonio and worked real hard to get that up to the maximum amount. And guess what? I'm telling you, it's going to come to a property tax increase and a sales tax increase. There's no way that they can get around it because they're not going to come in and cut all these social programs that's what really needs to happen. They're not going to cut these social programs. They're going to come back and say, we need more money. And they're going to get it through the council and they're going to take it to the people and say, hey, we need more revenue. We can't operate anymore the way we have been. And that's because they keep funding and spending money on these shiny bright things out there like the Spurs Arena and Project Marvel and all these social programs that you hear about all the time where we're basically giving money away every day of the week to different organizations and different charities and different things all around the city that we can't sustain that anymore. So, yeah, it's going to come in for a property tax increase and a sales tax increase, probably both. At least one of them will go up, but I'm predicting that both. They're going to try to smooth it between both of them to get the money that they need to fund all these things. and think about it. We're $20 billion in debt right now. We're adding to it. We added the Spurs Arena. We're going to add this Project Marvel, which they're saying is anywhere from $5 to $7 billion in addition to the $1 billion Spurs Arena. So that you don't just pay that away overnight. We're going to be paying for that for another 30 years. And what that means is there's less that we can afford in our yearly general fund to pay for like police, fire, drainage, parks and all that, and roads and infrastructure. There's less every year that's available for that because our payment to the debt is going up. It's like, you know, like a house payment. If the interest rates go up, you're going to pay more. And that's what's happening with the all these bonds that we keep taking out. And it's not just the city. Think about all the school districts that keep passing these bonds.
Yes.
Think about, you know, every other organization. The county does bonds. Everybody does bonds, and it's just adding to our tremendous debt that we already have. We're turning into one of these Chicago or San Francisco. We're turning right into them. We're going bankrupt, folks.
Yep.
And until you start voting the right people in to put the brakes on the spending, we're going to continue to go down that path. And we're looking at San Antonio's demise. We really are, which is a big crying shame. We don't have to.
Let me ask you this last question before we let you go. There was an article regarding our mayor criticizing, Mayor Ortiz, criticizing the Spurs owner for the Spurs, for him giving money to a Trump savings account program. And she was criticizing him for using that money instead of spending it on the Spurs arena. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, let me tell you, if you can bite the hand that feeds you any worse, I don't know how you can, because, you know, this is for savings accounts for children. Yeah, it was $6 billion, and I forget how many children that would be supporting, but all across Texas, and you know, it's amazing that she can equate the two. I mean, it's a non-starter because the Spurs is a business. That what they're doing is giving to charity. Now, yeah, one could say, well, instead of giving to charity, just give it and build the Spurs thing. They're part owners. This is Michael Dell over Dell Industries, the computer company. He and his wife set this up for children. And what better charity to do to help children? And on one hand, one side of her mouth, she talks about, you know, helping the needy and helping and contributing to causes that, you know, help people. And then on the other hand, she says, nah, take that back. Fund the Spurs arena, and you don't need to spend that money on children. I mean, isn't that the craziest thing you've ever heard? And guess what, Mayor? It's not your money. It's their money. It's their money, and they can do with it what they want. And I'm happy that they set up this account for children. And I wish we had more people to do things like that.
Yeah.
But you know, it's a typical liberal, blue, left-leaning person that says it's not their money, it's our money, and we should tell you how to spend your money. I'm telling you, it's crazy. It just defies logic to me.
Oh, Clayton, thank you so much for taking time, as usual, to be with us, buddy. We'll get you on again in another couple of weeks, and we'll chat some more and give us an update of what is going on. Folks, we've been chatting with our good friend, former San Antonio City Councilman Clayton Perry, and we've got to get you back on again, like I said, in another couple of weeks or so, buddy.
Sounds great. I really enjoy it, George. Thank you for the invitation. Appreciate it.
You got it. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.